All right, community. Joel and Jason with the Order of Battle podcast are at JoFest 2020. This is the first time that we've recorded in the same location. Thank you for joining us. Let's get into it.
Yesterday, a handful of people involved with the show and visiting the show wound up here. Yesterday was Thursday. Today is Friday. It was cool. It was like being at CoilCon or the other various shows that Jason has been to. Everyone was just hanging in a portion of a hotel, chatting. A little different due to everything that's going on, but we are here and we are making the best of the new way of shows. You guys got loaded in and set up this morning. You got a chance to snoop around a little bit. Did anything pop out at you as like a must get or something you're going to try to grab tomorrow when the floor opens?
The floor is great. It's one large room. It's the size of a decent comic book show. Not a huge convention, but a decent comic book show. So that's pretty good for a, you know, singular toy line convention. We loaded in our space because I rode with Todd with Destro's Toy Den. And Ryan joined up with us. Croft joined up with us. And we all just banged it out. When I started roaming around, there's a lot here. So I can't say there's anything that's like a must grab because there's just so much. Half the vendors haven't even started loading in yet or finished loading in yet. But there's been some incredible pieces that I've already seen. I've personally talked to a guy about doing resin cast tail and dorsal fins. There's some proof cards here. There's a lot of carded figures from, you know, 82 to whatever, plus a lot of foreigns. There's a lot of non-Joe stuff here. We're looking at Korean Voltron. We're looking at whatever you can think of. There are a couple Cobra Troopers on the floor, which, you know, that's the hot 6-inch thing right now. Ultimately, I probably could have spent 10 grand already and the show's not open. Now, granted, I'm not coming that deep on any level. I'm just simply saying that anyone who's in our community could have taken out a mortgage already. And the tables are a lot more spread out than I've ever seen at a show. So in the next year or two or three, whenever life returns to somewhat normal status where we're not having to do extra precautions, you could probably 1.5 to maybe even double the vendors in this space and never go to a second floor. It's incredible the space that Ed was able to get for this show.
So I did not have the luxury, because I'm not a vendor, of working this morning and getting to kind of snoop around. So I obviously don't have any idea what is here outside of exclusives. I will say probably the first thing I'm going to try to get tomorrow morning is the Roma has done a Red Jackal modern style exclusive, which is the UK version of Destro. I think I'm going to try to find the club's Repulsor figure from the Zombie Initiative box set. And I think I'm going to try to find also from the club the Old Snake and Stealth Bat 3-pack.
I've seen that.
So he's seen one of the things I'm looking for. This is good. Because I kept kind of anticipating that the show was either going to get postponed or whatever, kind of didn't, like, I didn't spend any time thinking, like, making, like, a checklist for what I was trying to buy. I've talked to you a lot before about how I'm trying to not come in with, like, a predetermined list of, like, I'm just trying to, like, I prepared financially for the show, but I'm trying to just come in with a couple key items to look for, and just whatever else I find is what I buy.
I am not financially prepared for this show at all, so my list reflects that it's very small in terms of what I would really like to find. There's one or two things. Most of the people I'm running around with have you know, much larger budgets than I have and larger lists. And so I'm excited watching them hunt and find. And I have sent out messages to a number of people. So I think tomorrow, if I spend any grand amount of money, it'll be somebody else's money.
I guess that's fun. Our plan for this episode will be to have a comparison of what we are trying to get versus what we end up with. Last night, when we were hanging in the hotel bar, I was able to meet up with Elite Cobra 2000. It was awesome to meet someone through the show here.
I've already run into a number of people that luck and time willing, we can sit down in the hotel room, which is what we're doing right now. We're sitting on the end of the bed. So I can't promise this is going to have the same quality as normal. If we can sit down with a few people, get their thoughts, and maybe make some new friends.
You and I are, you're tagging along with me to the Marauder Mayhem event tonight, and I'm excited to see what your mindset is like, because I know you're a fan of the Marauder stuff, but you know, we don't need to constantly rephrase this, but you're a vintage guy, I'm the modern guy. I'm excited to see whether you end up grabbing something or how things play out, because everything I've read about this event tonight, it sounds like it's going to be incredible.
I hope so. They've got a huge booth set up already. It's a big booth.
I can't wait. I've already prepared like a wad of cash for Marauder stuff.
What's three things that you're hoping to see here?
So I want to see the old Bat 3-pack. I want to see Repulsor. And I would like to stumble onto some of the Frag Vipers from the club's Night Force set in the modern range. I've had to have seen them at a show before, but I've never pulled the trigger. I don't know what sparked this, but like 2 days before I drove down, I was like, I think I'm going to try to get some of that.
I have seen all four Brazilian Sky Patrol carded already today. And that's just sort of, you know, walking around, loading in, helping out. Those are hard to miss. But I hope to find Black Scorpion's gear, because since the last time we've talked, I've received an Abutre Negro figure, but not his kit. So I'm hoping to find that. I would like to find a Scythe, which you and I have already had some pretty in-depth conversations about. Let's chop it here, and when we return, either we will have wrangled someone into the room, chloroform, promise of candy, drag them into the room and put them on mic style, or it will be the show's over and we're crying about empty pockets and full trunks.
Just to have it on record, I'm going to try to be the like workhorse driver about getting us back in this room to record, because we failed at CoilCon, so I'm not going to let us fail here.
And on record, I am the social butterfly, so you will have to remind me to get the hell off the floor. Roma has already clowned me for walking around chatting when during setup. And I was like, I needed a social break.
One more thing I want to put on record, just to see if I wind up achieving it. I would like to buy 5 to 10 items that I don't have, period, in my collection at all. So whether it's other branded things or whether it's, you know, I don't know. But I would like to make it an effort to buy less duplicates of things I already own. But on that note, we'll catch up with you at the next break from the show. Let me rephrase that. Let me think here. It's even worse in real life without notes.
The show is over, and even though we had a lot of time in terms of how long we were here, we didn't have a lot of time in terms of not on the floor, not rushing to get food that was all overcrowded by this convention or whatever. We got overwhelmed. And even now, it is midnight and the show is closed. We should be in bed because we have to travel in the morning. But we said we would do this, so let's do this. As we said before, we came in Thursday. Friday was set up. And then Friday night, we had Marauders. And we missed the swap meet. Saturday was the show. Sunday was the end of the show. Both nights had swap meets. Every night had BarCon. What can you tell us about the Marauders event? Because I know a lot of it was for attendees' eyes only.
He kind of gave us his backstory, which I knew from hearing interviews with him. They basically showed us everything coming down the pipeline for the near future and the immediate future and like the next Kickstarter event. The stuff they have coming down the pipeline is amazing.
So we need to be watching Marauders closely over the next 6 months.
Yeah. So from what I understand, they have a new run of heads aiming to be in the store by like November, December. They have some amazing new head sculpts coming in. I'm not going to say anything because I want everyone to be surprised. But you were there with me, so you saw the new head sculpts and some of the things they were working on, and it's pretty sharp.
No, it was amazing. And even though I don't know a lot about it from like a super knowledgeable level, just from a I love toys level, it was kind of crazy. And then the next morning, that line was like a 2-hour line or some nonsense. And then later on in the day, you helped me buy some Marauders for a buddy.
Before I talk about the Saturday morning debacle, they gave us some freebie stuff in the event. And there's some stuff I'm not going to talk about because it pertains to stuff coming. But they gave us like a sprue from inside of a tool. So it looked like a weapons tree, but it was just filled with existing tooling in crazy colors. But yeah, Saturday morning's line was insane. I was probably within the first 6 people to get into the show floor from a attendee standpoint. And I grabbed the Dio display freebie, power walked right past the Marauder booth to the Roma booth to grab the exclusives that they had to offer that I wanted, and then doubled back, and my ass was parked in that line for about 50 minutes. It ate up pretty much the entire like early bird portion. That was one of the craziest lines I've waited in terms of buying toys.
If we're going to keep it brief, and we should because it's past midnight, and we have a lot to talk about, so we'll probably have to break this down at another point. The show was great. Despite Corona, there was a ton of people. There was a ton of toys that changed hands, and I watched people still making deals and making trades until 1 a.m. every night. Well, except for tonight since it's midnight and I came upstairs, but there were people still making deals when we came upstairs to do this. We got plenty of time chatting with people. I got waylaid into working Destro's Toy Den a bunch, which is good. Todd needs to move around too, but you know, like I don't like to stay still. We had mentioned a few things that we hoped we could do before the show started. Not to laundry list everything you got, because we can do that later. But just in terms of, did you hit your top 3 or 4 things? Is there something stupid crazy that you got that I don't even know about yet?
Top 3 things I listed, which were Club's Repulsor, the Old Snake Stealth Bat 3-pack, Club's Frag Viper / foreign Frag Viper that they lumped into being the commander from the Night Force set.
The Latal, right?
Yes, the Latal. There was not a Repulsor here. The price on the Old Snake 3-pack got to a point that immediately just wipes it out of my interest level. But I found a good deal, and I got 7 Frag Vipers and 1 Latal.
Damn! So I didn't know what the price was whenever we were talking the other day, and I was like, yeah, I've seen an Old Snake. I only saw 1. I didn't know it would be going for that much, and I kept skipping it when it was way less than that a few years back.
Me too.
For myself, I don't even remember what I said. I won't remember until I start editing this.
Well, I just gave you the one thing that you pretty much talked about.
Okay, well, that I do remember, but that's beyond that. In reality, the kind of the things I were looking for for A was the Shark 9000 and an 83 Snake Eyes. Done and done. For myself, I would have loved to have found Black Scorpion's gear or a complete Black Scorpion, whatever. He wasn't here.
Or Black Vulture?
Black Vulture, thank you. He wasn't here, but I did grab, because of you, I did grab a modern Black Vulture.
You're welcome.
Which is super cool. I grabbed a few other things, but most of my time and effort, I bought for other people. I didn't buy for everybody that hit me with a list. I didn't buy for everybody that I asked what they wanted because I didn't find everything somebody wanted. But I grabbed a few things, a couple crazy items. Most of my effort went into the one thing I forgot to mention when we did our pregame. I wanted some complex. I ended up grabbing two door packs and I think seven panel packs. Boom.
That was a good move. I should have probably grabbed some. I spent way too much money. I'll just leave it at that for now, but I spent all the money I brought with me, and I spent most of the money from the stuff I sold at the swap meet. I did not maintain my goal of taking a decent amount of money back, but I did spend money on things that I still bought troopers and stuff that I already have, but I did focus a little bit more spending money on things that I didn't already own. It's a very hard thing for me to just walk by like a good deal on an army builder. I left a lot of good stuff behind.
I didn't spend a lot of money. I didn't intend to spend a lot of money. And anytime I felt like I needed to buy a lot of stuff, I would wander by Destro's Toy Den and get caught. And then Todd would run off and I would take other people's money for him. My favorite thing that I was able to do at this show, there's a guy, his company is Incase Collectibles. He builds custom cases. He built the custom case for my recalled roadblock and a couple other things. We sat down and he is putting together a display for the robot sharks. I'm excited about it. I don't want to get into too much detail until I have it because I don't really want to talk about that at all until it's in my hand and I can take pictures and show it to you and show it to everybody else.
I'm dying to see it.
But I can tell you that just that conversation with him and him telling me he's going to send me drawings, I'm stoked. The other thing, there was a graffiti artist here. We shared information. I'm going to be reaching out to him, hopefully do a couple things, and then talking to Roger and Josh about their Kickstarter.
That was very cool to do like an on-the-fly, on-the-spot interview type thing. I guess it was more of just a recording of a conversation, which is what we like to do anyways. I wanted to throw a quick shout out to the File Card Bros. I ran into them a couple times on the floor, and that was a treat like it was last year, but because I've listened to more episodes, I feel like I know them better, even though the last time I talked to them was last year. But those guys are great. I love the show. It's always great to kind of put a face to a voice, even though I had it from last year, but to double down on that, it was just awesome to just hang like and stay up way too late and just chew fat all night and just listen to other people talk about crazy shit that's from the world I don't collect.
Let's end this here because legitimately when we stop this, we're probably going to go back downstairs and hang some more. Thursday night, when did you go to bed?
Thursday night, I want to say 2:33.
What about Friday night?
3:30.
Saturday night?
About 3:30.
What time were you waking up each morning?
Friday, I slept in a little bit because I didn't have to be up early. Saturday, I got up early. I was in line by 8. So I got up around 7. So I got up, showered.
We always shower. There's no skipping. That's not a thing. We shower.
So I got freshened up. I got down there by 8 o'clock. And let me tell you, I'm shot.
So you were up until between 2 and 3 every night, and you were getting up between 7 and 8 every morning.
Yeah.
I got up at 3:30 Thursday morning. I went to bed 2 o'clock Thursday night, up by 7. Went to bed at 3:30, up at 7:50. I don't know when we're going to bed tonight. Tomorrow, we're not going to get up super early, but the point is we ain't sleeping. We're hanging out. We're having a good time.
I will be getting up early tomorrow. Not Jason, but I will be because I have got to hit the road by 8.
we're hoping the next show happens. If not, we will we'll end Corona 2020 with a whimper instead of a bang. But this was incredible. Ed, thank you. Josh and Roger, thank you. Joel, I really enjoy recording in person. And everybody else, like, we hung out with everybody. I could laundry list the names, but it would be a while. So just let's end here. That is our JoeFest 2020 live sit-down short report. Next week, off schedule, you'll hear our conversation with Roger Taft and Josh Egebine and their amazing Kickstarter idea, After Action Report. When we talked to them at JoeFest, there was 41 days left and it was 10% funded. Those numbers have changed. You don't have as much time and they're well on their way. You should really check them out. And if you're still not sure, listen to our conversation next week. As always, we appreciate your listening and we would love for you to reach out to us. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. Order of Battle Pod on Instagram, and Order of Battle PD on Twitter. I hope we get to record again live soon, but no matter what, we appreciate you guys listening. Thank you so much.
Say the whole thing. I give After Action Report, G.I. Joe Comic Guide, Volume 1, Marvel Era.